Psalm 78, The Sin of Forgetting, The Mercy of God Remembering. Yesterday, Psalm 77 taught us to remember God's hidden footprints in the sea. Psalm 78 turns the mirror around. Now we remember our footprints in the sand, circles of fear, appetite, and forgetfulness. Asaph calls this history a parable and dark saying. Psalm 78, 2. The Hebrew words are mashal and shiddo, not a puzzle for clever minds, but a riddle about the human heart. How can a people witness plagues, sea splitting, fire by night, bread from heaven, water from rock, and still not trust God? That is the psalm's burden. Sin is not merely breaking rules, it is spiritual amnesia. This is why the psalm begins with children. In ancient Israel, faith was not mainly preserved by private reading, but by repeated telling, singing, and feasting. Memory was communal. A Western Christian can miss how serious this is. If one generation grows quiet, the next generation grows strange to God. The goal of teaching was not information, but orientation. That they should set their hope in God. Psalm 78:7, English Standard Version. One line pierces the whole psalm. Can God spread a table in the wilderness? In that world, to question a host's table was not a neutral question. It was an insult. Israel did not merely doubt God's power. They shamed his hospitality. They stood in the desert, surrounded by miracles, and judged the host unworthy. And yet the wonder is this. God answered the insult with bread. Psalm 78 is relentless about judgment, but it hides a tender centre. He remembered that they were but flesh. Psalm 78:39, English Standard Version. Israel forgets. God remembers. That may be the deepest line in the psalm. He does not remember our sins only. He remembers our frailty. Augustine saw here the patience of divine mercy. Calvin, the rebuke of our profane forgetfulness. Both were right. The covenant stands not because human memory is strong, but because divine compassion is. The psalm's ending is also startling. Shiloh falls, Ephraim is passed over, David is taken from the sheepfolds. Even archaeology seems to echo the sorrow of verses 60 to 64, as ancient Shiloh shows evidence of violent destruction in the early Iron Age. But judgment is not God's final word. He chooses a shepherd. History narrows toward David, and, for Christians, toward the greater David, Jesus Christ, who again spreads a table in a lonely place, Mark 6:35-44, and gives not manna only, but himself, John 6:31-35. So Psalm 78 warns us, you can inherit miracles, know doctrine, sing old songs, and still turn back. But it also comforts us. The God we forget is the God who remembers. Suggested cross-references, Deuteronomy 6:4-9, 1 Corinthians 10:1-12, Mark 6:35-44, John 6:31-35, Hebrews 12:22-24. Hymn suggestion, guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Prayer. Lord, save me from a well-informed unbelief. Teach me to remember your works in a way that makes me trust, obey, and hand on the faith with warmth and truth. When I forget you, remember that I'm dust, and feed me again with the mercy of Christ. Amen.